I'm already down on one knee when I notice it. That thin, cracked line where the baseboard meets the wall. It doesn't look like much, but I know what it means. Air sneaks through there, dust settles in it, moisture finds it, and over time that little gap turns into peeling paint, swelling wood, and a room that never quite feels finished. I run my finger along it and feel how brittle the old caulk has become. It flakes instead of flexing. That tells me it's done its job and it's time for me to do mine. You might be thinking this is just cosmetic, something you do at the end if you feel like it. I used to think that too. But once you understand what caulk actually does and how much control you really have over it, this stops being a nervous task. It becomes one of those jobs where you slow down, trust your hands, and realize you can make a room feel tighter, cleaner, and more solid in a single afternoon. I'll walk you through it. You can do this. Recaulking windows and baseboards isn't about making things look pretty, even though that's the part everyone notices first. What you're really doing is sealing a building. You're closing the small, invisible paths that air, moisture, dust, and temperature use to move in ways you don't want. Once you understand that, the task starts to make sense in your hands and in your head. Caulk is a flexible seal. It's meant to move. Walls expand and contract. Wood shifts with humidity. Windows heat up in the sun and cool down at night. If everything were rigid, those movements would crack paint, open gaps, and let water in. Caulk absorbs that movement. When it's fresh and properly applied, it stretches instead of breaking. When it's old, it hardens, shrinks, and pulls away. That's when problems start. Most people get this task wrong because they treat it like icing a cake. They squeeze, drag, and hope for the best. Or they slap new caulk right over old caulk without thinking about what's underneath. I've done that before. I thought I was saving time. What I actually did was trap dirt and moisture under a new layer that never bonded properly. Within months, it peeled like a bad sunburn. Failure usually comes from three things. The surface isn't clean. The wrong caulk is used. Or the person applying it doesn't understand how the bead is supposed to behave. Caulk isn't glue. It doesn't stick well to dirt, loose paint, or old brittle material. And it doesn't work if you lay it on thick and uneven and expect it to smooth itself out later. Success looks quieter than you expect. A good caulk job doesn't draw attention. You don't see ridges or blobs. You don't notice shadows along the joint. The line looks calm and continuous, like it was always meant to be there. When you press on it lightly after it cures, it still has give. That's how you know it's doing its job. Before you touch a tube or a gun, you need to shift how you think about the task. This isn't a race. The goal isn't speed. The goal is control. You're managing pressure, angle, and timing with your hands. You're reading surfaces. You're listening to how the caulk comes out of the tube. When you slow down mentally, the physical part becomes much easier. Windows and baseboards also behave differently, and that matters. Around windows, caulk protects against water intrusion and air leaks. Mistakes there can lead to rot or drafts. Along baseboards, caulk is mostly about sealing the gap between wall and trim, which improves appearance and keeps dirt from collecting. The expectations are different, but the technique is the same. Understanding that difference keeps you from overworking areas that don't need it and underworking areas that do. By the time you're done with this task, you should feel like you've tightened the house just a little, like you've taken control of small details that most people ignore. That mindset is what separates a rush job from a professional one. Before I even load a tube of caulk, I take a moment to set myself up. This is where the job is won or lost. Not because the tools are fancy, but because everything is within reach and nothing is rushed. The caulk gun matters more than people think. A cheap one can work, but it fights you. The trigger jerks instead of pulling smoothly, and that makes the bead inconsistent. What you want is steady pressure. When you squeeze, the caulk should respond evenly. If it surges, your hand will tense up, and that tension shows in the line you lay down. Choosing the right caulk matters too. For windows and baseboards inside the house, a paintable, flexible caulk is usually the right choice. You want something that stays slightly rubbery when it cures. If it dries rock hard, it will crack again. I always check the label and make sure meant for interior use and that it can be painted. That tells me it's designed to flex and blend in. Surface prep is where most people rush, and it's where I slow down. I take a utility knife or a scraper and remove the old caulk completely. Not just the loose parts, all of it. I've learned the hard way that new caulk doesn't like sticking to old caulk. As I scrape, I pay attention to how the old material comes off. If it crumbles, I know it's overdue. If it stretches, I take extra care to remove it cleanly. Once the old caulk is gone, I wipe the area down. Dust, grease, and paint flakes will ruin adhesion. I want the surface to feel clean and dry under my fingers. If there's moisture, I wait. Caulk and damp surfaces don't get along. Cutting the tip of the caulk tube is another small thing that makes a big difference. I don't cut it straight across. I angle it slightly and keep the opening small. You can always apply more caulk. You can't easily take it back once it's out. A smaller opening gives you control. Body position matters too. I set myself up so my arm can move smoothly. I don't reach too far. I don't hunch over awkwardly. Whether I'm kneeling along a baseboard or standing near a window, I want my shoulders relaxed and my wrist neutral. When your body is comfortable, your hands do better work. Readiness feels like calm. The gun is loaded, the tip is cut, the surface is clean, I know where I'm starting and where I'm stopping. There's no rushing to find a rag or a tool mid-bead. That's when mistakes happen. When everything is ready, the job flows. When I start applying caulk, I don't think about finishing the whole room. I think about the next foot. I place the tip where the wall meets the baseboard and angle it so it pushes caulk into the joint instead of dragging it over the surface. That angle is important. You want to fill the gap, not just cover it. As I squeeze the trigger, I listen. There's a soft, steady sound when the caulk is flowing right. If it sputters, I know my pressure is uneven. I slow down and adjust. My hand moves at a pace that lets the bead stay consistent. Not too fast, not too slow. This is where feel takes over. Once the bead is down, I smooth it. Some people use a tool. I usually use my finger, lightly dampened. I don't press hard. I'm not trying to remove caulk. I'm shaping it. The motion is gentle and continuous. If I stop and start too much, the line gets wavy. One smooth pass tells me I'm in control. Around windows, I'm extra attentive. These joints matter more. I make sure the caulk fully bridges the gap without leaving voids. If I see a thin spot, I address it immediately. Waiting too long makes it harder to blend. Mistakes happen. I've laid plenty of bad beads in my life. The key is catching them early. If the caulk starts to sag or spread too wide, I stop. I wipe it away and redo it. There's no shame in that. Professionals redo work all the time. What separates them is that they notice and correct it instead of hoping no one will see. You'll know you're doing it right when the caulk responds to you. It stays where you put it. It smooths easily. The line looks intentional. When something feels wrong, it usually is. Trust that instinct. Stop, adjust, and continue. As I finish a section, I step back and look at it from a normal standing position, not up close, from where people actually see it. That's professional judgment. It's knowing when good is good enough and when it needs another pass. When the last bead is done and everything is smoothed, I let it cure undisturbed. No poking, no testing too soon. Caulk needs time to settle into its role. When you're finished, the room feels tighter, cleaner, more finished, and you did that with your hands, your judgment, and your patience. That's the part I want you to take with you. This wasn't just re-caulking. This was learning how to control a material, read a surface, and trust yourself to do careful work. You can do this. And now you know how.